hunt in California. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Six connected killings in the Bay Area have police looking for a possible serial killer.
Stockton police say testing of bullets have linked these cases so far, but they are continuing to look for whomever may be behind killings that date back to last year. Police Chief Stanley McFadden says no one has been arrested, but he did show video of a possible suspect one might spot because of
the uneven stride that this person has. Again, this person is a person of interest.
Police have also released a still image of that person. So far, only men have been killed. In one linked case, a woman was shot but survived. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Authorities in Merced County, California, say a man suspected of kidnapping a Sikh family tried to kill himself before he was found by police. The family of four is still missing. President Biden said to visit Fort Myers, Florida tomorrow, one of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Ian, as nearly 1 week later, people are still trying to get basic necessities.
Some of the roads have simply collapsed from 2 feet of rain, and a lot of people's vehicles have been destroyed, if not in dramatic fashion. An insurance agent simply can't get here. Many people separated from family members. The only way in or out is boat. And when you talk to people, they are traumatized by the loss of their own houses and their entire neighborhoods.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Arcadia. A South Korean ballistic missile malfunctioned and crashed into the ground during a live fire drill with the United States. Panicking residents of a coastal city already uneasy over increasingly provocative weapons tests by North Korea. New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge has broken the 61-year-old American League record held by another Yankee, Roger Maris, hitting his 62nd home run of the season. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A former Northeastern University employee has been arrested in Texas, accused of perpetrating a bomb hoax on the Boston campus last month.
The U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, Rachel Rollins, says Jason Duhaime was the manager of the Immersive Media Lab at Northeastern University. 3 weeks ago, he called police to say sharp objects had flown out of a large package mailed to the lab. There was also, he said, a threatening note inside. But after investigating, it turned out a word-for-word copy of that note was found on his computer.
Our city, more than most, knows all too well that a report or threat of an explosion is a very serious matter and necessitates an immediate and significant law enforcement response.
Duhaime is charged with lying to federal law enforcement and intentionally providing misleading information about an explosive device. He was arrested at his home in San Antonio, Texas. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Well, rests for flight attendants now being mandated by the FAA.
The FAA with new rules mandating at least 10 hours to rest between shifts. The FAA acting administrator, Billy Nolen.
I worked alongside them, travel with them, and I can tell you firsthand that well-rested crew members are important to safety.
The international president of the Association of Flight Attendants says it's not just about safety, it's about health. Congressionally mandated studies found flight attendants' lack of rest put them at increased risk for cancer, respiratory issues, and cardiac disease. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A conservative law firm in Wisconsin is suing the Biden administration to stop federal student loan forgiveness, saying President Biden's plan is discriminatory and constitutes taxation without representation. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty's federal lawsuit asked a judge to immediately block student loan forgiveness until the lawsuit plays out. Similar lawsuits have been filed in other states. On Wall Street, the Dow plus 825. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.